Mr. Coordinator, thank you for giving me the floor. And let me start by congratulating you on the assumption of your role as coordinator of the subsidiary body. You can count on the Netherlands' full support for your endeavors. And in addition to the statement given by the European Union, I would like to deliver the following statement in my national capacity. A nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought. These words were reiterated by the P5 as recently as early 2022. Sadly, in recent years, we have witnessed a sharp deterioration of the geopolitical stability in the world. In particular, the Russian Federation has repeatedly engaged in nuclear rhetoric, which in our view is dangerous and undermines the nuclear taboo. Mr. Coordinator, preventing a nuclear war requires various steps to prevent proliferation and ultimately to make progress on the road to global zero. Regrettably, many of these steps currently remain unfulfilled, such as the entry into force of the CTBT. Another crucial step would be the negotiation of a treaty banning the production of fissile material. In line with the EU statement, as one of the friends of the FMCT, a platform initiated by Japan, the Netherlands reiterates its support to immediately commence and conclude negotiations on a treaty banning the production of fissile material for use in nuclear weapons or other explosive devices in accordance with document CD/1299 and the mandate contained therein. Pending a future agreement on such a treaty, we call on all states to declare and uphold an immediate moratorium on the production of fissile material for nuclear weapons or other explosive devices. In addition, the Netherlands is of the view that to reduce the chances of a nuclear war, we must continue the discussion on effective measures to minimize nuclear risks and identification of possible risk reduction measures without being prescriptive or exhaustive and without seeing risk reduction as a substitute for disarmament. Furthermore, we need to take concrete steps on transparency on both doctrines and nuclear arsenals. It would help to establish a common ground for dialogue and negotiation. We also need to think about strengthening verification. The proverb, trust but verify, has perhaps been overtaken by geopolitical events, but what about verify to rebuild trust? Mr. Coordinator, in closing, despite the challenging current geopolitical environment, it is our common duty to mankind to engage in a constructive dialogue. We sincerely hope that this subsidiary body will continue to provide us with an appropriate platform to do so. Thank you very much.